Welcome to Sunday School. Who has a song they would like to sing? If you have your hymn sheet, the children's songs are the ones on the back from number 40 to number 47. If you have one from the front that you really want to sing, let me know. But the ones that the children's hymns are the ones in the back, number 40 to 47. Who has one they would like to sing? Jordan? Number one. You know that one? You're thinking a certain man of whom we read, right? Yes, that one's not on the back, I don't think. Can you think of another one? Jake?
Around the throne.
Around the throne of God in heaven. That one is number 41. So we'll sing number 41, okay? Around the
throne of God in heaven.
That song asks a question, and I'd like to know if somebody can tell me what the answer is. It says, it's talking about children being around the throne of God in heaven, and it says, what brings them to that world above, that heaven so bright and fair? How is it that a person can be in heaven? Tell me, Isaac.
By the blood of the Lord Jesus.
That is exactly right. Excellent answer. Okay, somebody else have another song. Go ahead. Oscar? Number 46. Okay, glad, T-I-D-I-N-G-S. That's a nice one. Maybe we can get the girls to sing the line about the girls and the boys to sing the line about the boys in this one, okay? Glad,
T-I-D-I-N-G-S,
There's a word spelled out in there that I'm going to talk a little bit about. It's T-R-U-S-T. Can somebody tell me what that spells? T-R-U-S-T. Go ahead.
Trust,
that's right. You know, it's very important. We need to trust the Lord Jesus. Okay, somebody else. Ernie? Do you want to sing Jesus Loves Me? Okay, that's number 40.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me.
Maybe we can have one more before. Isaac?
Number 44.
Okay. Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay. Into a tent
where a gypsy boy lay, lying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carried, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me. Tell it again, salvation story.
Stories. If two or three people could say their verse, I don't think we have time for everybody to, but if a couple people would like to say their verse this morning, I would be happy to hear them say their verse. Go ahead.
Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15.
Excellent.
2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15.
Good. Go ahead.
Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15.
Excellent. Somebody else? Jordan, do you know that verse? I don't think yours is a different one. Did you want to say it, Isaac?
Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. 1 Corinthians 1:15.
Okay, well, maybe we can pray before we have a little. In Jesus' name, amen. What I wanted to talk about this morning was something that I started thinking about in Sunday school in Rideau Ferry, and that is leftovers. Leftovers. You know, these leftovers are a little bit different. Often when we have a big meal, there's leftovers at the end and they throw them out. Yesterday, I think there was a lot of poutine leftovers, and they were thrown out, right? Well, I wanted to talk about leftovers. And you know what? I had prayed about what the Lord wanted me to speak about, and when I started thinking about the stories about leftovers, I realized that children are in almost everyone that I was thinking about. So that's what I wanted to talk about this morning. And these are important leftovers. You know, sometimes we think of leftovers as the things we just throw away, but in each case, the leftovers, when given to the Lord, did an amazing thing. What I want you boys and girls to do is, as I read the stories, There's a boy or a girl in each one of the stories who has a problem. And the Lord uses the leftovers to help them. So when I read the stories, you listen, and I'm going to ask if you can tell me how the Lord used them to help them. The first one that I'd like to read is in 1 Kings chapter 17. And this is about a man named Elijah, and he was a prophet. And he didn't have a very nice, well, he did. He got to speak the words of the Lord, but he prayed that it wasn't going to rain, and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Now, that's not a very nice thing to happen when it doesn't rain for 3.5 years, is it? And he went and lived by a brook, and he was fed by birds for a little while. But the story that we're going to pick up starts after that. And there's going to be a little boy or girl in this story, and I want you to tell me what their problem is, okay? So in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8, "And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks. And he called her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink." Just a quick question. If it doesn't rain for a long, long time, is there lots of water?
No.
No, there's almost no water, is there? So I'm sure that her getting that water, it was probably, she didn't have a lot of it. And as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand." Okay, listen for the problem. "And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering 2 sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." What was this little boy's problem? Can you tell me, Oscar? He did. What was going to happen to the boy if he didn't have food?
He would die.
He would die. That's a pretty serious thing, isn't it? He was going to die. You know, when we're in our sins, we're going to go to hell without the Lord Jesus, right? So every boy and girl here, in some ways, has that same problem as that little boy. But we're going to find out what happens if they trust and obey. "And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah." I have here some, do you know what that is? It's not breadcrumbs. Nope. Jordan?
Cheerios crumbs.
Cheerios crumbs. No, it's not Cheerios crumbs. It's a good guess.
Sand.
Sand, no. Do you know what that is?
Flour.
No, it's cornmeal. It's meal. And she just had a handful. Is that very much? No. Could I eat that for a week?
No.
No, I couldn't eat that for a week. Could I eat that for a year?
No.
Could I eat it for 2 years?
No.
No. Could I feed everybody in this room?
No.
For 3 days? No. You know what? This woman and her son, they were going to, she said they were going to die if they didn't have this. But they trusted the Lord and obeyed. And they made Elijah the cake first. They didn't even make it for them first. They had to do something that they wouldn't naturally want to do. But the Lord had told this lady that she was supposed to do it, and she did it. And you know what? That little bit of meal, and she had a little bit of oil too, that lasted until the day that rain came on the earth. Isn't that incredible? And you know, that meal is a picture of the Lord Jesus and that oil, the Holy Spirit. You know, if we put our trust in the Lord Jesus and what he did on the cross, are we going to die and go to hell? No, Tommy, you're right, we won't. And it's nice. The Lord took this little bit of leftovers and he turned it into something incredible for this little boy, didn't he? And you know what? The Lord loves to do that. And you know, I think the Lord cares about little boys and girls. This boy, I don't think he had a father. It says she was a widow, which means that her husband died. You know, we have a father, and we read about it in the reading meeting. It says that we're the children of God. Isn't that nice? And he cares for us. So that's the first story. Now I'm going to read the second story about leftovers and children. And I want you to tell me what problem these children had. This is in 2 Kings chapter 4. And verse 1. You listen, it's at the end of the first verse what the problem these boys had. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant my husband is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take him my two sons to be bondmen. What was the problem of these two little boys? Yes, someone was going to take them to be bondmen. Do you know what a bondman is? That's not a word that we use very much. Can somebody older tell me what a bondman is? Go ahead, Paul.
Slave.
A slave, that's right. Would you like to be a slave? No, that wouldn't be very nice. To be a slave? You know, this woman, her husband died and she owed money. And the man she owed the money to was going to come and take her boys and make them to be slaves. That is very sad, isn't it? Very sad. You know what? Before we come to know the Lord Jesus, we're slaves to sin. You know, we can try and do good things, but can we be good all the time? Are you good all the time? Oh, no, I'm not good all the time either. You know, we can try as hard as we can to be good, but we're the slaves of sin. You know, we read about that in Romans chapter 7. Without the Holy Spirit, we're the slaves of sin. So I'm just going to read what happens. And you listen what happens with the leftovers in this story that the Lord uses. Okay? And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, but a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and her two sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, Go, sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. So did the boys become slaves? No. What did... There was a question that the Lord asked this lady. He said, What do you have in your house? She didn't have very much. She didn't have very much. What did she have?
A pot of oil.
And you know, I have here, this isn't probably a very good example, but I have some oil. Does that look like it would do very much? No. Do you think if I wanted to, I had a big debt and wanted to, and had to pay for a house or something, that would work very well? No, I don't think so. You know, she had a pot of oil, but the man of God, and you know, we should go to the Lord with our problems and tell him about them and ask him for guidance. Should we keep our problems all to ourselves, Tommy? Should we keep our problems all to ourselves? Who should we tell our problems? The Lord, that's right. Does he like to help us? He does. It says, be anxious or be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. You know, there's another verse that says, whoso trusteth the Lord, happy is he. We can take our worries to the Lord, and he can help us. Well, these boys were going to be slaves, and the Lord told them to go collect a whole bunch of things. What were they supposed to collect? Can you tell me, Stephen? No? What were they supposed to collect, Sam?
Jars of oil.
They weren't supposed to collect jars of oil. That's close. Jake?
Empty vessels.
A whole bunch. You know, when I was out in Edmonton, I did a project where I went to 20 different places where they collected tons and tons of milk containers and juice packs and cans and just about every kind of bottle, and it was kind of stinky. And we were trying to figure out how long it was taking to collect them and process them. But these boys went out and they collected all these containers, and they took that oil and they went in and they shut the door. And you know, sometimes we need to be careful that there's things between us and the Lord, and you know, we shouldn't let outside influences cause trouble in our lives. And you know, they went in, they shut the door, and they did what the man of God told them to do. Is it important to obey? Is it important to obey? It is incredibly important to obey. They did that, and they filled up all of the pots. And you know, the boys were helping them. It says that very clearly, because the lady kept on asking for more and more and more containers, and they kept pouring the oil in the containers. And she asked for one more, and they said, what did they say? Was there any left?
No.
No, there was none left. And you know, then she went and asked the man of God what to do. We kept on asking. That's a very good thing to do. And he told her to go sell what they had and live on the rest. You know, the Lord provided what they needed. And those boys didn't need to be slaves because the Lord provided from those leftovers. Isn't that nice? I would be very sad if my three boys were going to be slaves. And you know what? The Lord has made a way for us to be free from sin. After we ask the Lord Jesus to wash our sins away, who comes and lives inside us? Tommy? The Holy Spirit comes and lives inside. Isn't that incredible? And he gives us the power to overcome sin in our lives. That's an amazing thing. You know, Romans 8 is a very nice chapter that tells us all about that. Well, that's the second story that I had about leftovers. And I'd like to turn to a third story. This one's about a girl. There's more boys in this area than there are girls. But this one is about a girl, and it's in Matthew chapter 15. And starting at verse 21, I'm going to ask one of the girls here to tell me what problem this girl had. And it was a very, very sad problem. And her mother, again, cared for her and wanted to help her. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. What problem did this girl have? Sophia? She was vexed with a devil. Is that a nice problem to have? No, that's a pretty terrible problem. And her mom was very, very sad about it. But the interesting thing is the Lord's response here. You know, the Lord came to Israel, and she came to him as the son of David.
But you know, the Lord was testing her faith. I don't think he was harsh with her at all, but he tested her faith. And you listen to what he says. And he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." Maybe they didn't say it like quite that harshly, but they said, "Send her away," because she was bothering. Did she care a lot? Did this mommy care for her daughter? Do you think this mother cared for her daughter who was very sick? I think so. Very much. She wouldn't go away. And what does the Lord say to her? He says, he answered and said, "I am not sent unto the lost sheep." Sorry. "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." Is it nice when we can go to the Lord and say, "Lord, help me"? It is, isn't it? And you know what the Lord, he says to her, he says, but he answered and said, "It's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs." She said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table." She knew that even though Israel was getting the bread, if she got the crumbs, that would be enough to save her daughter. And you know, she didn't get angry at what the Lord said. She says, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table." Now, you know what this is, Valerie? Bread crumbs. You know, that doesn't seem like very much. So at lunch here sometimes, some of the kids don't necessarily like what's there. I'm not saying that in a bad way, but just the crumbs. You know, this lady was content with the crumbs that fell from the master. And do you think that was going to be enough to help her? It was. It's amazing. You know what? The Lord was testing her faith, and he gives her a very nice compliment for her faith in trusting the Lord. "Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." Did the crumbs help that girl? They certainly did. You know, I'm not going to read it, but if you read further down in this chapter, the Lord, right after this, we have the feeding of the 4,000, which is where there's 7 loaves and fishes, and the Lord uses it to feed a whole crowd of people. And they picked up the crumbs after that, and the crumbs were more than were there. And that's the next story that I'm going to read is in Matthew, and it's just before the story that was spoken about yesterday. Sorry, in John. It's the feeding of the 5,000. And this is in John chapter 6. And starting at verse 5. Now this problem is a little bit different, so I want you to listen and tell me if you can figure out what this boy's problem was. Okay? "When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw the great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove them, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip said, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may eat, may take a little." That's like 2/3 of a year's salary. "And one of his disciples, Andrew, Peter's brother, said unto him, There's a lad here, a little boy, which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many?" So there was 5,000 men here, and there was women and children beside, and there was a little boy, and he had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. You know, I have here, you know what that is? Oscar? So sorry, I am very sorry. I'm terrible with names.
Red,
that's bread. They're little loaves, right? I don't know. His loaves may have been bigger than that. But he had 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. And what was his problem? Can somebody tell me what his problem was?
Max, I'm sorry, what was his problem? Maybe that's a hard question. He had 5 loaves, but did the other people have anything?
No.
And you know what? I don't know exactly how many people were there. There was 5,000 men, and there was women and children beside, which the Lord specifically talked about. And I don't know if there was a woman for every man and a child for every man. That's like 15,000 people. And you know what? Do you think I could take those 5 loaves and feed everybody in this room?
No.
No. And you know what? There's not even, I don't think, 500 people here. If I multiplied that by 10, I would have 5,000. If I multiplied it by 3 more, I'd have 15,000. Do you think I could feed that many people with those? No. You know what? This boy, he had something that the other people didn't have. And yet, if he gave it to the Lord, could the Lord use it for blessing? Yes, that's right. If we have something, Jake, if we have something that the Lord has given us, do you think it's nice if we share it with other people?
Yeah.
It is wonderful if we can share what the Lord has given us for other people. So let's read what happens here. And this is verse 10. And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." And they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men which had seen the miracle that Jesus did said, "This is of a truth the prophet that should come into the world." So he took that and he filled up everybody who was there. That's a pretty amazing miracle. You know what? The problem was is they really didn't understand who the Lord was. They recognized him as the Creator, but not as the Son of God, as we had yesterday in the open meeting. And after this, the Lord had to give them a reminder, because they forgot what God had done with the loaves. You know what? This is an important story. These are all important stories. Do you think the Lord wants us to remember these stories every day of our life, Tommy? You think the Lord wants us to remember these every day? He does. I think he does. You know, I'm going to go home tomorrow and I'm going to have a very hard project to work on, and I'm going to forget how the Lord can take a little bit and turn it into a whole bunch. And you know, I know Sophia has a project she has to have done for tomorrow morning, and it's easy for us to forget how the Lord can help us. I know that my wife finds sometimes she only has a little bit of energy left at the start of the day, not to mention the end of the day. And yet the Lord loves to take the little bit that we give to him and turn it into a whole bunch. You know what bread speaks of in the Bible? Can somebody tell me what bread is in the Bible?
Jesus' body.
The Lord Jesus. And I'm just going to read a verse that tells us that. It's in the same chapter, a little bit further down, John 6, verse 35. And it says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." That's nice, isn't it? You know, if we trust the Lord with what he gives us, we will never hunger and will never thirst. That's a wonderful thing to realize. And you know, boys and girls, we should enjoy the Lord a little bit every day, and he'll help us. You know, in the Old Testament, the manna came down every day and gave them food, right? You know what's nice? Is wherever the Lord is, there's always something for us. You know, in the Garden of Eden, the Lord came down and visited them, and there was everything they needed there. There's a river of water that came out. In the wilderness, there was a rock that was the fountain of water that was the Lord. It says the rock was Christ. And there was bread every day, which was the Lord. And you know, in the temple that Ezekiel saw, there was a big river that satisfied them that came out of that. In the heavenly Jerusalem in a future day, there's a river that flows out to satisfy, and there's trees with fruits for the healings of the nations. You know where the Lord is? He'll always help us. And so one of the most important lessons we can have is to ask the Lord for help every day with the little things. Every day with the little things. And I hope that you boys and girls can remember this story. And I really hope that if there's a boy or a girl here that hasn't asked the Lord Jesus to wash their sins away, that you will. Because that's where it starts. And then the Lord wants to feed and satisfy us every day. And you know, that's not all the stories of how the Lord uses leftovers. I'm just going to mention a few other that people, that you boys and girls can ask your mom to tell you. Gideon, the enemy was taking all the food, and he just took a little bit of wheat. And you know what? The Lord turned that into a massive victory. And you know, another one was Ruth. She lost everything because she left. Oh, sorry, it wasn't her. It was actually her mother-in-law. But the Lord used just leftovers in the field. And you know what? She got to be in the lineage of the Lord Jesus, which is an incredible thing. And you know, Samson, he sinned horribly, and he used just his leftover strength. And what did he do with his leftover strength? Sam?
Push the building poles down that hold up the roof.
And he had more victory in that little bit that he used for the Lord at the end of his life than he did throughout his whole life. Isn't that amazing? You know, the Lord delights to take the little things. In Malachi, when things are terrible, the Lord just looks for a thought on his name. Well, boys and girls, this is a lesson that's as important to me as it is to you. And I hope when you go home tomorrow that you remember who is the bread, and that if you take the little bit that you have and give it to the Lord, He will give you blessing from it. Maybe we can just pray.